SRN News, I'm John Scott. Brian Kohberger, appearing in the Ada County Courthouse in Idaho, has pleaded guilty to the death of four Idaho University students. That plea will allow him to avoid the death penalty. President Trump says a new Gaza ceasefire deal is on the table.
Israel carried out more deadly airstrikes in Gaza Tuesday, but by evening, President Trump announced Israel had agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire. Trump has stepped up pressure on Israel and Hamas for a ceasefire hostage release deal and ultimately an end to the war in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due at the White House for talks on Monday, and Trump urged Hamas to accept the latest deal because he says it will not get better, writing in all caps, it will only get worse. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Wisconsin's law banning abortion, which dated back to the mid-1800s, has been struck down by the state's high court.
The law was in effect until the U.S. Supreme Court passed Roe v. Wade in 1973. But conservative Wisconsin legislators argued that the nullifying of Roe v. Wade in 2022 reactivated the old state abortion ban. The state attorney general, a Democrat, filed a lawsuit. And on Wednesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberal majority struck down the 176-year-old abortion ban. I'm Donna Water.
Former Trump economic advisor Stephen Moran is claiming that the Trump administration's agenda will create an economic boom.
So the president's economic agenda, including the bill, including the deregulation, including the energy policies, will boost GDP by about a full percentage point, boost economic growth every year by about a full percentage point on average over the next decade.
Moran was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed, the Dow dropping 27 points. The NASDAQ composite adding 152. This is SRN News. Parents in Canada are outraged about a gay pride event.
It happened last month at Departure Bay Park on Vancouver Island. A booth set up by an LGBT organization at the school-sanctioned children's event was handing out cards that explained how to use various different recreational drugs, including LSD and ketamine. The booth run by the group AIDS Vancouver Island later said the cards were only intended for, quote, older children. The event was sponsored by a local school's Gay Straight Alliance Club. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa has become the first state to remove so-called gender identity from its civil rights code under a new law. That means transgender and non-binary residents are no longer part of a special protected class. The law also explicitly defines male and female based on biological reality and removes the ability for people to change the sex designation on their birth certificate. This is SRN News. The FBI has made its selection for new headquarters.
The new FBI building will be in Washington, D.C., not far from the current J. Edgar Hoover building. The Bureau and the U.S. General Services Administration selected the Ronald Reagan building as the new location. It was home to the U.S. Agency for International Development until this year, when the Trump administration consolidated USAID into the State Department and allowed Customs and Border Protection to take over the building's lease. The Hoover Building, in use since 1975, had long been plagued by structural problems. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A presidential portrait with Donald Trump's approval now hangs in the Colorado Capitol after his complaints got a previous one of him taken down. The new portrait by artist Vanessa Horabona is a sterner, crisper image than the earlier one that had hung since 2019. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.